Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swindell fires to first and picks off Buckner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boggs for the out. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Owen scores. Barrett moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to third. Rice moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Swindell. Barrett scores. Rice moves to third. Baylor moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Baylor scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Armas moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Armas scores. Owen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Dickie Knowles now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Owen scores. Barrett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buckner moves to second. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to second. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Owen scores. Barrett moves to second. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett moves to third. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Barrett scores. Rice moves to third. Evans moves to second. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Jose Roman now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 12-1, Red Sox. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-4 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to third. Owen moves to second. Brian Olker's now pitching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. Owen scores. Boggs moves to third. It's 14-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Barrett moves to third. It's 15-1, Red Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Rice scores. Baylor moves to second. It's 17-1, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Evans moves to second. It's 18-1, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 18, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing second base. Mike Greenwell now playing left field. Dave Henderson now playing center field. Tony Armas now playing right. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Andre Thornton. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 18, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing center field. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Owen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 19-1, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 19, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Jacoby moves to second. It's 19-2, Red Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 19, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Greenwell moves to third. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenwell scores. It's 20-2, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Armas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 22-2, Red Sox. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan is hit by the pitch. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Dave Stapleton pinch hits for Wade Boggs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Owen moves to second. It's 23-2, Red Sox. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Owen scores. Stapleton moves to second. It's 24-2, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olkers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 24, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Pat Tabler pinch hits for Joe Carter. Dave Stapleton now playing second base. Ed Romero now playing third base. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 24, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Pat Tabler now playing first base. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 4 in the game. With 2 walks. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 3-for-6 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Camacho fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 24, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Zambito now pitching. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nixon moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zambito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Jacoby scores. It's 24-4, Red Sox. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Bernazard moves to second. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Tabler moves to second. It's 24-5, Red Sox. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 24, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.